Star Queen 5, check cable, you start, eh?
Roger.
This is Sonarchy Radio, broadcasting from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle. This is Doug Hare, and for the next hour, we're going to listen to some live music. This week we have a Sonarchy Archive broadcast recorded in May 1995. This is the New Art Orchestra.
Thank you.
Thank you. The New Art Orchestra.
We have on not necessarily their only instrument, Pete Linenen on bass, Jeff McGrath on trumpet, Neil Koshy-Meyer trumpet, Eric Amrine guitar, Harlan Mark Vale on drums, Craig Flory saxophone, Robert Hinrichs acoustic guitar, Johnny Calcagno on guitar and mandolin, Beverly Setzer clarinet, Dennis Ray guitar, Wally Shoup alto saxophone, Charlie Rowan keyboards, Scott Granlund sax, and latecomers Greg Powers on the trombone and Nathan Bastacek on euphonium. And we're going to start off the rather short portion of the interview segment talking to Pete Linenen over here. Well, thank you. About the origins of the New Art Orchestra and the Improvisational Music Festival.
Well, I think there's some other guys who can talk even more about the festival, but you know, a lot of free music has always gone on in Seattle, and a generation started playing free music around 1980, and they were playing mostly in lofts and stuff around town. There were a lot of them going on out here in the U District and Fremont and Pioneer Square, and there was one in particular called Here Today, which was at 3rd and Washington, which was a club that was an outgrowth of a thing called Slow's Cafe, which Allison Loris created. And almost all of us played at the place called Here Today. And so some of the players started talking about all of us that were playing improvised music in these different spaces coming together and doing a large orchestra. And the main organizing early on was done by Jeffrey Morgan and Paul Hoskins, neither of whom are in Seattle now. But that all started around 1980, and the New Art Orchestra kind of came together as a group a couple of years after that.
And you haven't actually played in the group for a number of years. It's you're just back with the group recently, right?
I think I was on the last gig, wasn't I?
You were there.
Yeah, I think I've been on. I think it was only the first couple gigs I didn't play, and that was because I had other gigs, and all those guys called me. I think it was Jeff McGrath that finally called me up when I was free, and that's when I started playing with the orchestra.
And as a tradition, these are a group of people that usually make their living playing instruments other than the instruments they play in the orchestra?
Well, sometimes. I mean, that was always a big part of what we did, was that a lot of people were playing instruments at the New Art Orchestra gigs that they didn't really play anywhere else. And those of us that played our regular instruments, a lot of time we were trying to make them sound like something other than what they sound like when we play in other jobs.
You're listening to Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle's U District. Jack Straw operates on a nonprofit basis and has been helping artists record and distribute their work since 1962. If you'd like more information on how to take advantage of our sound studios and educational programs, then please visit our website at jackstraw.org. That's one word, Jack Straw. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy, then email me, Doug@jackstraw.org. Let's go back into the studio now.
A fire!
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
The NAO, the New Art Orchestra, recorded in May 1995 here in the studios at Jack Straw in the U District. And thanks to Abe Beeson for the interview in the middle and to the 14 players who made it to this date back in 1995. You've been listening to another original studio performance on Sonarchy, coming to you from the studios at Jack Straw Productions in Seattle, USA. Sonarchy is produced and mixed by Doug Hare. And there's more about what I'm up to at DougHare.com. If you're interested in being on Sonarchy or want more information about Jack Straw's nonprofit sound studios, then please visit jackstraw.org. Our email contact is doug@jackstraw.org. This show is available in several streaming formats at kexp.org and is archived as podcasts in iTunes. Find it in iTunes by searching for Sonarchy Podcasts. Many thanks to our friends over at KEXP for bringing an international audience to the sonic arts of the Pacific Northwest. Sonarchy is a Jack Straw production. So thanks again for listening, and so long now.